What I'm going to give you now are examples of my dialect technique, but going more on the musical pattern of the particular national that I'm imitating. The lip and jaw placement, the resonating chambers across the cheekbones, the body movements, which, in more physically demonstrative nationals, affects the rhythm and the stress of their speech. I'll explain as I go along, and perhaps what I'm doing will rub off on you. First, British, with examples. You know, now there's a diphthong. I think of the diphthong as being sort of a S on its side, and with the British, it's like a long S. With the Cockney, it's a little shorter, more abrupt. You know, and the Cockney might say, you know, you see? You know, the most extraordinary thing happened today. Now, there's a rhythm there. Pa-pa-pa-pa-pa. I was cleaning out my desk, and I found the penknife I accused Damien of stealing, remember? That's the decay of the word remember. Very soft on the R. Remember? Damien never admitted stealing it, of course. But I believed him to be lying. I never liked Damien. The knife gave me a good reason for my attitude. Attitude, which is a liquid U. It was a valuable knife. I was never particularly fond of it. It was just that Uncle Dorset gave it to me, and not, finish the consonant, and not him. Not him. They do hang on to the consonants a little more than we do. Well, Susan, I'm glad now that your judgment prevailed, and I went to Damien's funeral. Understatement.
Now, this is a very stuffy person. If creativity is the prerogative, then celebrate in song and story the sustenance the muse will bring, the mental manna that affixes itself like mucilage to the mind of the privileged, to be translated later to the starving psyches of the forthright but unfeeling, non-cerebral, finite minds of the multitude.
The voice is forward. You taste words. I feel that the sensitivity of my nerve endings in the lips is very, very marked. The jaw doesn't move too much. The tongue is on the roof of the mouth, pretty much. It doesn't go between the teeth, so that you have a very thin TH, not a dentalized TH like a D, which you find in many, many dialects. In fact, I find that in almost any speech other than American, the tongue can very well stay on the roof of the mouth. It helps us work through a conflict. So if I'm doing British, I'm just talking along naturally.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?